Welcome to Mickey and
the Mouse.
Hey everybody, it's Mel here.
Yo, this is John.
Welcome back to Mickey and
the Mouse.
Guys, we're skipping right over everything we usually talk about because today is a very special episode. We have our first guest ever. Woo!
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm pretty hyped.
Okay.
We may have talked about him once or twice.
Once or twice, or like every other episode, basically. Do you want to say hi, special guest?
Hello, everybody. I feel like weird because I feel like I should say hola, but like that's my shtick on Happiest Podcast. I'm going to have to like come up with something new for this podcast.
I know. You're going to have like multiple different like opening.
or maybe it just travels like.
He's like, konnichiwa.
I don't think that's Nick's thing. He has to think of a different one.
I'm saying this right now. I am, not to get off tangent, I am loving Duolingo.
Oh my God.
I am learning on Duolingo right now, and it's awesome, and it's very easy to learn.
I feel like people speak so highly of Duolingo. I know that like when we were about to travel to Colombia to adopt Ethan, my youngest child is adopted from Colombia.
We love him. He's adorable.
But when we were about to do that, Francie used Duolingo quite a bit for Spanish. Francie like had some knowledge of Spanish, but it really did like help her a lot. And I think my mother-in-law was using it too, which was pretty cool.
It's reinforcing of each lesson. That's
really yeah.
I hear John in the bathroom or like the kitchen, like whatever chores you're doing, you just hear him like saying rice in Japanese over and over again. I'm like, oh my God.
No, that's awesome. I feel like also though, that just like preps you perfectly for like a trip to Tokyo Disneyland one day. Like you have to do it.
That's the plan.
So we're going to have to think of a new like opening phrase that's not hola, but I don't know what country you would move to next. Like,
I don't know that I could. I feel like it's either hola or hello, everyone.
Yeah, that's true. Look, I still use the hey, everybody and everything.
Yeah, might as well. It's branding.
Yeah, so it's fine. But anyway, yeah, if you couldn't figure it out, this is Nick at the Theme Park Dad on Instagram. I'm sure you already know him because I have a feeling if you listen to us, you probably listened to him before. And Nick has been so kind to come on today because he is our D23 fairy godfather, basically. Expert fairy godfather.
I hope so. I hope I can be that. I feel like this will date, I guess, when we're recording, but the ticket sales are about to go on sale. And I'm hoping that I can like channel some of that magic because that's what it's going to take to get the tickets that I need to get for this thing. So
yeah, no, it's definitely, guys, we're at the night before ticket sales and all through the house.
What's the night? 23 ticket sales.
That is
every
perfect.
Creature was stirring, especially a mouse.
The mouse.
The mouse. Look at you guys. Wow, that's branding right there.
I literally just pulled that out of my butt.
Not of you. That was great.
That was good.
So we're very excited. We're very hyped. And we thought literally today, I said, do you think we could bother Nick to get him to come on an episode and just talk with everyone about D23? And we thought just go into basically anything and everything that we can about it.
Mm-hmm.
You are like the D23 expert. You've been before. I feel like you could share a lot of past experiences. We can talk about what is coming this year.
Convention life
in general. Like, we've never been to a convention.
Like, oh, wow. We live in close proximity to New York Comic Con.
But we've never done. So it's like, I would love to hear your thoughts on everything. I know they do costume contests, things like that. And they have a lot of exciting things that they're going to be releasing and debuting and talking about. So we really just want to go into everything.
Yeah, for sure. First of all, before I jump into anything D23.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I am a huge fan of this podcast. So just being able to be a guest on this podcast is truly such an honor because you two are fantastic. Your banter back and forth is incredible. I love it so much. When I may or may not have had an inside that this was going to be a thing. And when I found out about it, I was so thrilled. Like, I was like, I mean, my wife joined like Patreon for the Happiest Podcast on Earth in order to be able to listen to the two of you's episodes, because at first you guys were just posting episodes into the Patreon. And so we're just big fans of you two, and you guys are crushing it, so I'm very proud of you. I feel like it's so exciting. I truly am such a fan, so keep doing what you're doing. It's working well.
Stop it. You're going to make me cry.
Wow.
I love you so much. And though, obviously, we listen to you and Tim every week. That tracks. And also, I've been using that tracks in my normal of life now. Like, at work, someone will do something. I'm like, that tracks.
I love that it's like a reminder for people. I literally was walking around Magic Kingdom the other day, and someone came up to me, and they were like, that tracks, huh? And I was like, oh yeah, like this is fun.
Like, oh wait, this is the thing I'm starting. No, it's amazing. Yeah. And we love you and your wife so much. And that makes us feel special.
I love it. I need you guys to come down to Florida as soon as possible so that we can like host you guys in our home and like have fun and play like Disney games together. I feel like you guys would smoke us in some Disney trivia, but it'd be a good time.
We actually have a Disney trivia right off camera.
Yes.
This was from the 90s.
I think I was going to say I had that as a child. I don't know if I still do. I think it might be at my parents' house actually, but it's good times.
Vintage, this one.
Well, it is because it hit on a lot of touchstone.
Yeah.
Like, there's a question about Disney movies and it's like, oh, and this touchstone picture.
We're like, what? Like,
what is happening? Yeah.
There's a lot we actually don't know because we pulled that out for a Patreon virtual hangout one night with HPOE and like all of the questions. I'm like, guys, I don't even know the answer to this. So I feel bad even asking. Mm-hmm.
No, that's fantastic. I love
it. No, we would love to come see you guys in Florida. We're going to have to figure it out. Look, one day we're just going to move there. It's going to happen.
It'll happen. Well,
yeah,
you know what? You need to treat us to that pizza in Epcot.
It'll sell us. If the pizza's good.
I'm very nervous for you guys to try the pizza at Connections. Like, I feel like Gordon Ramsay is going to come down to Florida and try the pizza.
Was probably one of the dirtiest I've ever felt in an episode where I'm like, yeah, Nick, we didn't go and have that pizza.
I was slightly offended. I'm not going to lie.
I will say we only had 2 days and it was very much just like, okay, this park.
I get it.
Like we have to just run. But no, also we did kind of bluntly ignore it. We could have stopped and we went.
That's okay. I will just have to like, I need to be there with you and I need to like go up to like the cast members that are working and be like, I need your best piece of pizza, please. Like,
I need you guys to
here's the stress.
Really step it up. That.
We go around the world. We have 2 trips at La Cava and they're like, do you know what would go great? After having those drinks, let's get some pizza.
No. I want sober thoughts. I want I don't want you to like it because the alcohol is telling you that you like it. I need you to actually appreciate the pizza because if you don't, then I will be very sad. So,
okay. You know what? No, that's valid. He's being honest about it.
See, I was thinking like deception.
John would have done deception. He would have been like, look, I'm just going to get them like a drink first, you know, and then be like, guys, aren't you hungry? Let's.
I won't feel like it's valid unless it's sober.
That's valid.
Totally it's just going to be, we're going to have to like make it the first stop, you know, we're going to have to go in midday. And go and just immediately go for the pizza.
Go for the pizza.
No breakfast.
No breakfast. Just.
I mean, I'm all about breakfast pizza. So.
Look, no, if there's pizza in the fridge, I'm absolutely eating it cold for breakfast.
I love cold pizza for breakfast. And people judge me for that. I love it.
I'm so glad it's not just me. I feel like a little trash like panda.
Yeah. I take it to steps that are probably unnecessary. In fact, this would definitely offend you guys, like your Italian spirit. But I love cold, this is so bad, but I love cold lasagna so much.
Actually, I do too.
Okay, good. Okay,
I do
good.
Too. I do like cold lasagna, but like, I'm also, like I said, a trash panda, so I feel like that.
Yeah, same. Cold leftover lasagna in the fridge.
If it's like a good lasagna.
Yes.
Really?
Like, I love lasagna when it's like warm and the cheese is melted. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's huge fan. Absolutely.
There's some vanilla sauce in there.
Yeah, but there's when it's cold, like sometimes the layers hit so perfect. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh,
that's a vibe. I don't judge you for that. I agree with you.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I got that stamp.
I have validated. But John's not.
Now I tried cold lasagna. We never really make lasagna.
I don't go out of my way to make lasagna. It's kind of
it's such a process. It was like,
yeah.
It was growing up, it was my. This is what happens, by the way, when you're on a podcast with Nick. There are tangents galore, and like people are here for the D23, and they're going to hear
it's
about
like, fine,
lasagna.
We're shelving it for a second. It's fine. We're talking about lasagna. It's way more important.
This is the Garfield section of the podcast.
This is typical for me, so I apologize in advance.
No, I love it. I love it so much.
Growing up, every year for my birthday, my mom is not Italian. She's a Cuban woman. She's a Cuban lady who does not have intense knowledge of Italian dishes, but would always make me lasagna for my birthday every year. And I loved it so much. And so then when Francie and I first got married, every year for my birthday, she would also make lasagna. Aww. Lately, we've been like going out to eat and stuff like that for my birthday. But yeah, I don't know. There's just something about lasagna that's like so like homey to me. I don't know. It's good. It's good stuff. But
why did your mom, like, out of curiosity, like, being she's Cuban, she could have picked a variety of dishes. Yeah. Why was it lasagna?
I think she just did it, like, 1 year, and I was such a big fan that I think every year I asked her for that for my birthday.
That's so cute.
But yeah, it was so good. I love it. I love, like, going home now, like, and having my mom's lasagna. Although Francie makes a bomb lasagna as well. So
shout out to Francie.
Shout out to Francie.
Yeah. Yeah, lasagna. Francie's my wife, by the way.
No, yeah, if people don't know, Francie is.
Yeah. So, Well, okay, so D23. I feel like, if it's okay with you guys, I'll just kind of give, like, a little synopsis on, like, what D23 is. Not just the event, but, like, what is D23? D23 is Disney's fan club. There's two ways to join D23. You can join as a gold member, or you can join as just a regular member. It's like free, and you're just basically signing up to get information about Disney and, like, emails, all that fun stuff, access to, like, register for different events, but honestly not a lot of events. Like, in order to really get, like, much out of D23, you're going to want to register as a D23 gold member, which I have a D23 gold membership. I've had it for a couple of years, and that's how I've been able to go to things like D23 Expo. But you'll also, so there's all kinds of
with it too,
or is what? That like there's levels?
Gifts?
Yeah, I know there's different
gifts
and levels, like, right?
No, so when you're a gold member, you're going to get a magazine. I think it's every quarter, and then you're also, like, going to get pins. They have different pin sets that they release every year.
That's
yeah. And then, like, this last year, because they were doing, like, Disney 100, they gave everybody this really cool, like, Mickey, like, I don't want to say statue. I don't know what you would refer to it as. Like, almost like
kind of a figurine.
It's like, I'm
yeah. Yeah. But it was very nice size and pretty cool that they sent it to us, for sure. So yeah, you get some gifts if you sign up for the gold membership. And I think the gold membership's like $100 a year. So it's not
That bad.
It's not bad.
Getting option.
Yeah.
Because I was looking into it.
We were debating getting one, but then you have one. So we'll wait that one out, maybe.
No, yeah, for sure. And like, I think that there's a duo plan as well, and that's $130. And that one is nice because you get to, it's basically two separate gold memberships, and you get to, like, transfer one of those memberships to a friend or family member, and that will unlock their ability to register for D23 events as well. And just as a side note, outside of, like, the SAN event or D23 Expo, well, I'll get into that in a second, but also, like, Destination D23, all of those events, they do one-off events kind of all over the place, and they're fantastic events. Like, I registered for a D23 event when Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind was opening at Epcot, and it was, I want to say it was complimentary to be able to register for it, and what it was they gave you access to Epcot and specific exclusive access to the attraction before the attraction had opened. And we thought we were going to get to ride it, like, one time, and then it was going to be done. Right. When we got there, they were like, surprise, you have, like, full access to it. You can ride it as many times as you want tonight. Oh. And we had, like, I think it was like a 2 or 3 hour window where we could just ride it as many times as we wanted. Yeah, no, so it's so cool. Like, and then they gave us, like, a gift card to be able to go buy food at Flower and Garden Festival. Like, they really take care of their members really well. Like, D23 does a fantastic job at, like, making sure that people are taken care of. So that is just,
especially when you're paying for it too, it's like, you kind of hope you get your bang for buck. And that sounds like,
for sure.
And, you know,
$100.
Yeah. For $100, you're already getting to ride the ride. How many times? That's like,
right. And just access to Epcot. Like, it was basically obviously we were annual pass holders, so that didn't matter to us as much, but, like, for people who don't have an annual pass, it was a park ticket. Like, you had access
literally.
To Epcot. Yeah,
that's
so
fantastic. Was it, like, crowded that day, or, like, how, like,
no,
was, like, a,
like, really? It just, you were walking on to the attractions as many times
really?
As you wanted. Yeah like, even to the point where you could be in a cart by yourself sometimes. It was so cool, because I mean, Cosmic Rewind is an attraction that, like, you can ride maybe 3 times over and over again, and then you're probably like, all right, I gotta stop for a second, because it does get a little motion sickness from it. So, but it's good. It's fun. Like, they do a lot of events out in Los Angeles. So for those who listen from California, like, there's a lot that happens over there. And then and some cool things, like, they do, like, you can go see new movies that are premiering at, like, the Chinese theater or I mean, not the Chinese theater. I'm sorry. Oh man, it's a theater. El Capitol, is that what it is?
Is that the one in Disney Springs?
Well, no, oh, this is
AMC.
Yeah, it's a theater that's on Hollywood Boulevard that Disney has used for, like, I think it's El Capitan, because I think that El Capitoon is in Toontown at Disneyland, and it's like the same thing.
It's El, yeah, it's the El Capitan Theater. Yeah, okay. I just looked it up because it says, what's so special about it? And yes.
Yeah,
I'm thinking from Florida, but a lot of these events are primarily in California.
There's a mix of both. Like, there's plenty of events in like LA, like that whole area. Yeah.
I would say primarily the events are in California, actually. Like, most of the events that happen or that they have are in California. Another random thing, and I know we won't spend too much time talking about D23, but another cool thing that it also unlocks you access to be able to do is, and you do have to pay for these, but you can buy tours of the Disney studio lot. And so those happen throughout the year. In fact, I'm going to be able to go do it in May on my Disneyland trip.
Yeah.
And it's like $100 and it's a couple of hours and they take you through all kinds of like areas in the Walt Disney studio lot that actually only people that are on that tour have access to, obviously outside of like people that actually work there, you know, but even people that work at the Walt Disney Studios, like I have a friend that works in the animation building and she doesn't have access to like Walt's office. And so she's never been in there before. And so on this tour, you get to go into Walt's office. You get to go like see the piano that the Sherman brothers wrote like all of Mary Poppins' music on.
Right.
And it's a truly an emotional experience. Like, it is fantastic. It is moving. And for $100, like, how do you beat that? Just being able to like drive onto like that lot and be able to like physically be there, that's worth it in and of itself. But
I was gonna say 100 seems low for the amount of experience you're getting.
Yeah,
it's like, I could imagine Walt's office tour being a couple $100
alone,
because you don't really want people walking through history. Like, that's like when you go
well,
to
do they
like...
classify it as a museum though, because then I could see
well,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
That makes sense. I think it would probably be classified as a museum.
I think Disney probably has classified it in its own class of itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Disney doesn't need to follow normal rules. It does what it wants, you know?
I'm ready for a John tangent.
What's a John? What? Give me the John tangent. What?
So I hear Nick speak.
Yes.
And he doesn't have that much of a distinct accent.
No.
However, because it was used times in that last... little blurb.
What?
Tour.
Tour?
Tour. I say tour, and I heard him say tour.
Oh, you say tour.
Tour.
Yeah, I wonder where that comes from. Maybe
what?
That's like a... Maybe that is a... It. I wonder if that's because I'm not Southern, but I did grow up in the South. I wonder if that's like a difference between like a Northern and Southern thing.
Yeah.
Like, that was the only word
it.
I picked up on was tour.
That's funny. I guess because you're doing your Duolingo, you're noticing variations in accents.
I love it.
I've never noticed that before.
I've never noticed that about myself.
Good job. Now he's going to, every time he says the word tour, he's going to go, tour.
No, I'm going to stick to my guns. I can't
As you
it,
should.
Sure.
As you, don't let John and his Duolingo-ness get in your way.
No. I can't.
Tour. You said it the first time. I was like, I'm just going to let it
play. I like how you're talking about like the history that is Walt's office and how beautiful and glorious it is. Like, this just shows. And my husband took away from that. Yeah, that's really cool. Did you know you say tour kind of funny?
Well, so what's fascinating, though, if we want to get stuck on that tangent for a second, like, why is it pronounced either way? Why is it not? Because if you have hour or hour, like H-O-U-R and O. You are. Why is tour or I don't even know how you guys say it.
Tour. You. Well, yeah. Your.
Your. Okay. Okay.
But then our is the completely different.
The English language makes no sense whatsoever. So.
It really is. Okay. And then the British with their slight like variations.
Yeah.
Ripped it from them, and then they say things slightly different, and it confuses me.
Like, I learned something interesting recently that when you go and you're reading a European version of a book,
yeah,
that's also in American English,
yeah,
there are words like color is C O.
Oh yeah, it's spelled differently.
Yeah.
Reason why was the advent of the printing press and the typewriter. They were like, all right, How can we save on ink?
Condensing words.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Get rid of flavor letters.
Get rid of flavor. It's just too much flavor. We need to take it down a little bit.
So if you ever wonder why the same word had to be spelled differently, it was for the printing press.
That's so interesting.
Wow. Look at that.
Thanks for the history lesson.
You're welcome.
Jeff.
Back to D23.
But no, that sounds so amazing. I'm so jealous that you and Hunter get to go and do that tour.
It's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I've done it before, so I'm excited to like have maybe a different experience this time around. I'm sure it will be, because I think it's just dependent on like who your tour guide is. Totally going to pay attention to it.
The
now.
John clock.
The John effect is in full effect. But but I'm particularly excited to watch Hunter experience it. Oh, although yeah. I feel like most people will know who Hunter is based on like listening probably to this and Happy's podcast, but I can't have too high of expectations because Hunter doesn't have much of an emotional reaction to anything. So
for people that may not know, they call themselves yin and yang, and they do a whole little series about how they're so different that somehow they're like best friends, basically. They're just the complete opposites of each other. And it's very true. Like, Nick is a very emotional, open type of person. And Hunter is wonderful. He really is. Yeah. But Hunter is very much more like just, here's
straight
the point.
Yeah. The realistic thing is he is super steady.
Yes.
And I am so not steady. So.
If it's like a railroad track,
yeah.
You've got Nick doing like topsy-turvy circles and little waves, and then Hunter's just line.
So we balance each other out. But it'll be fine. I'm looking forward to that experience. But that is an example of some of the things that D23 offers. Now, to the nitty-gritty. So D23, coming in August, we have the D23 fan event. This is actually, it's called the Ultimate Disney Fan Event. And this is actually like the newest version of this event. No one has experienced D23 like this before. No. So I won't be able to speak to what this year is going to be exactly like. And honestly, it has changed a lot like over time. I got to visit and go to, and so a little bit of an overview here as well. So you have the D23, and now it's being referred to as the Ultimate Disney Fan Event, happening this August. That is happening out in Anaheim, California by Disneyland. That happens every 2 years. So 2 years ago, I got to go to this event. At the time, it was called D23 Expo. And D23 Expo was what this event had been called for years. So if you hear people say like, oh yeah, we're going to D23 Expo, but you get confused and you see people also say we're going to the Ultimate Disney Fan Event, it's the same thing. It is just a little, it's the same thing in essence, that it's the event that takes place every 2 years in Anaheim with a ton of, like, we're talking thousands and thousands of people who like go to this event. But it cannot also be confused with another D23 fan event that happens every 2 years, and that is Destination D23. Ooh. That happens on the alternative years of D23 Expo or the Ultimate Disney Fan Event. And that happens in Orlando, Florida, and it has been happening recently at the Contemporary Resort. It is a much smaller event compared to D23 Expo or the Ultimate Disney Fan Event. So
I was going to say, like, I haven't heard much, to be honest, as people who, like we said, this is like our first year really trying to get into this.
Like, I've researched this for years.
Yeah, like John's wanted to do this for years. I definitely went, there's no way we can do that. And I kind of just put it off in my brain because I'm like, getting to California is crazy, you know?
Right.
But I've never really heard. I knew there were conventions in Orlando because it's a convention, basically. But like, I knew it was in Orlando, but no one ever really, at least on my radar, has really talked about them. Not to the extent of like the D23 in California, at least.
So there's part of me that thinks that the one in California gets so much more, for lack of a better word, oomph, is because all those stars live in LA.
It's also been the event where they've announced the most news. Like, so when you get to the event, and it, let me tell you, I cannot wait to watch you guys experience it for the first time. And also the fact that it's your first like convention type event too, that for the first time, it is wildly overwhelming. So how it works is, and again, I'm going to speak based on my experience at the event 2 years ago. There may be differences this year, and we already know there are going to be certain differences this year.
I mean, you can see it already on their website, how they talk about they've revamped it to be more expansive and immersive. So I remember, before you get into it, just like from what I recall, is like people saying it was a lot of waiting in line. And it sounds like what they're trying to do is make it more little things to maybe detract people to help with that, maybe.
For sure. Well,
also, it sounds like more shopping too. Like, a lot of this sounds like just more shopping.
Well, there was a ton of shopping happening, which was a problem for my wallet when I went 2 years ago. Because what happens is, and it was fun because I got to go with my sister, and it was just the two of us. It was a really fun, like, brother sister trip experience. But when we got there, we had no idea what was going on. We were like, how do you do this thing? And at the time, there's two sort of components to D23, this fan event. There is the expo floor, and then there's also like panels, and both are happening simultaneously. The expo floor is where all of the shopping is happening. And it's basically just like, it looks like a massive, massive warehouse with vendor booths, like, packed inside of it. Nice. And we're not, oh my gosh, it's so cool, but it is so overwhelming because you're talking like massive vendors, like sponsors of Disney, like Corksicle. I'm sure Lug will have a huge booth at this event because Lug is Disney's new like baby of a bag brand company.
Is Lug like fanny packs or like?
There are fanny packs. They have all kinds of luggage.
Or are you saying that this is going to be competing with the Loungefly sale?
Yeah.
They will compete with Loungefly?
Oh, for sure. Well, because Disney has an exclusive partnership with them now. And so, like, they are, like, even for the most recent festivals at Epcot, they've released bags partnered with Lug for the festivals that are themed to the festivals. So, So I think that, like, they're going to give Loungefly a run for their money for sure.
I would love to see some different bags out there because like I love Loungefly. I really, really do. Like I can literally count the ones I have on my wall right now. Like,
yeah,
I love Loungefly. But it is one of those things where it's nice to have something different once in a while, you
for
know?
Sure.
Also, I get so worried about damaging the Loungeflies because they're so fragile.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're bad when they get dirty, which inevitably going to get dirty, but
yeah. No, lug bags, I'm a huge fan. But it's cool.
I know Chad's literally pulling out his book. Gotta look it up.
That'll be, I'm sure, one of the companies that is out there. And
any of the big sellers, like Pandora, probably.
Yes, 1,000%.
Corksicle, you're looking at probably some of the other, like Bauble. I'm sure
right,
Bauble will
right.
be.
That's so exciting. And then like Disney Parks will probably have a booth. And it's usually like an immersive experience. I know that. Like Disney had several booths, obviously, last or 2 years ago. And one of the booths was really cool. It was like so Disney Archives, I think, brings stuff in, which is pretty fun. You get to see you guys would have loved it. You get to see like some of the like archived like costumes from some of the films that they'll pull in.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And then there was like an opportunity for you to be like a Disney Channel star where you could like, they gave you a wand and then you got to like make
the
Mickey
light
ears.
Oh, that's fun.
They just did that for the Disney Channel night.
Yeah,
it
for sure.
Amazing.
Oh, like other places like Amazon is at D23.
Oh, heck yeah.
And let me tell you, people hand out things like crazy at these like conventions, like and pack your luggage accordingly. Like you're going to definitely need to have extra space in your suitcases because you are going to walk out with so many extra things, free things and things that you definitely bought as well. So
I can't.
Yeah.
John's face is already like, this is already hurting my wallet and I'm not there yet.
I don't really care. Last time we went to California, we decided to share a checked bag. We will never make that mistake again.
Okay, yeah, for people listening who are thinking about going to D23, like just get the two suitcases because we did Spirit to try to save some money, which never again. But they ended up, it costs more to just have the one bag because we were like 5 pounds over the limit and they charged what, like $75?
Yeah, each way.
Each way, or 95, and it was like barely over.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like, it was like 50 or 45. And I think their limit on Spirit planes is 40.
As compared to 50.
So it's a whole. Yeah.
Wild. No, it's intense for sure.
Those 10 pounds make a difference.
Those 10 pounds make a huge difference.
But I definitely plan accordingly when you you are going packing accordingly, because it does, like, you want extra space. I remember I was literally shoving like posters and like crevices of my suitcase, being like, please zip. Like,
oh my gosh. Okay, so noted. So, maybe we just bring an empty suitcase.
Another rant. This is something very random and specific, but since we're on the subject of packing, if you love posters and you want to bring them home with you, buy empty poster tubes that you can
just put them in.
Thankfully, one of the posters that I received, they gave us a tube, and so I was able to fit a lot of the posters inside of that, but I had to leave posters in my hotel room because they didn't fit, which was heartbreaking.
Yeah. Like, my heart hurts for you. I'd be like, no, I'm gonna hold them on the plane. Like,
yeah, truly. But yeah, so definitely if you buy like some, I bet they have them on like Amazon or something, but buy empty like poster tubes. That's so random and so specific. But when you walk out of some of the panels, they give you posters that are like things that they're like, that they just announced or that they're referring to. So that's a note for sure. Now, so you've got the D23 Expo floor. The floor, sometimes you will have to queue for that. It's going to be interesting to see how that works this year, because this year, so 2 years ago, we had major panels happening in the morning and in the evening. And those major panels, there was a lottery system where you would go and sign up for like which panels you wanted to participate in. And you randomly were assigned several like three different panels. Hmm. And it could have been one that you wanted. My sister was thankfully able to get in the lottery system access to the Star Wars Marvel panel. But I got nothing that I wanted. I got giveaways. I got like a free Pixar ball and like a free movie poster. And so it sounds cool, but compared to having guaranteed access to one of these major panels, it was a nightmare. And so then the alternative to not having guaranteed access to any of those panels, this is how it used to be. It's changed now. The alternative to that was going to queue in basically the basement of the convention center, and you just sit around and wait for them to fill this massive hall. And if there's extra seating available, they'll pull people row by row. So you're like sitting with these people for hours. And I mean, we were bonding. We were like telling each other life stories. And so like, there was a moment that I'll never forget where the row in front of us got pulled and they were like, okay, we're going now. And we're like, goodbye, congratulations. And they're like,
bye, friends. We'll see you on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was Mr. Pixar, just like,
totally.
Yeah. Oh, that's like so rough, though. That's very like cattle herding. And like, that's
it, that was intense.
Anxiety just thinking about that.
Like, it was
just
very, very stressful. And it was like, you had to be ready to go and get in line as fast as possible. I know that there was a moment, so my sister and I went out there, but we had seen Jarrett and Andrew out there as well. And there was a moment where my sister and I were like, okay, the Disney Studios panel was getting ready to start queuing. And we were like, I think we need to go check out and see if they're like letting people in line yet. And Jarrett and Andrew were like, well, we just got to the expo floor. Like, we want to take a few extra minutes and kind of explore it. And I was like, listen, this floor is not going anywhere. I can explore this later. I want to be in that Disney Studios panel. So my sister and I left. We got in line that had been like wrapping around the building. Thankfully, we were moved into like the basement. By the time that Andrew and Jarrett walked over to us, maybe like 20, 30 minutes later, they had shut the whole line down.
Wow. So
it was a nightmare. Like, not a nightmare, but that it was
intense and just like mentally destroying. Like,
it's exhausting. No, it was exhausting and super stressful, because you just want so badly to be able to be in these major panels, because that's what you're out there for, you know. And we got to see, like, they announced Wish in that panel, and like Adriana DeBose, am I saying her name correct?
It's Adriana DeBose or
Ariana. Yeah,
let me double check. Just
but so she was there, and like, she came and sang the song from Wish for everybody. And then like, they announced,
it's a song.
It's Ariana. Her name's Ariana.
Ariana. Okay. They announced Enchantment 2, and like, The amount of celebrities that I saw that weekend, I was like, I will never be around this many celebrities again ever in
in
my
one
life.
space, like insane. I literally, like, I feel like the equivalent. Was there one there for you, kind of like, you know how mine is like Idina Menzel? Like, if she walked in the room, I would straight up just like fall over. Like, was there a celebrity there that year that you just were like, okay, I'm just gonna bye.
I sobbed like a baby because I was in the Star Wars Marvel panel. And it was the Lucasfilm, Marvel, and I think Fox was a part of that panel as well. But because it was Lucasfilm, all of a sudden we started hearing the Indiana Jones theme song. And I
Oh.
was like, no way, because like I didn't know at that time that they were making a new Indiana Jones film. And
Yeah.
so they get out there and they're like, we're really excited to talk to you guys about Indiana Jones. And they go, but we couldn't have talked about Indiana Jones without Indiana Jones himself. And Harrison Ford walked onto the stage. And like, I immediately started crying because I was like, it's Han freaking Solo. Like, what is
Yeah,
happening
like,
right
what
there?
is happening? Especially like Harrison Ford is not a big fan of like interviews or
Public
public like
appearances. Yeah.
situations. So, you
Well,
know,
and
Disney
then
probably bribed him with a lot of money to be
for
there.
sure.
Oh,
For instance, I have a teaser for when we're talking about things that we're excited for
yeah.
in this convention. There is a person very similar to that.
Oh, so
I
you're
think there
excited
is
about.
zero shot this person is coming, but if he does, I will be there.
Okay, that's John teasing something, but
Yeah. Oh,
like,
I'm
yeah,
excited
that'd
to
be
hear
cool.
about that.
That'd be
So
cool.
Harrison Ford was up there, and what I was teary and starting to cry when he walked onto the stage, but then everyone gave him a standing ovation and he got choked up and he goes, "No, thank you," and started crying. And then I was like, oh, I am done.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, he loves Indiana Jones. Like, he definitely has made it clear, like, yeah, Star Wars is Star Wars, but like his baby and like what I think he truly wants to be remembered for is Indiana Jones. Like, he's made that pretty clear. So
Yeah.
I bet that meant so much to him to see people so excited and just like hyped to
For
see him
sure.
come back. And
Yeah.
like, people poop on that movie, but we actually thought it wasn't
I
bad.
enjoyed it. I
Yeah.
thought it was fun.
I
Yeah.
enjoyed it.
I
I
thought it
don't
was
get why
good.
people are hating so hard. I'm like, look, the aliens were like a way more out of, you know, like crazy concept, I
Yeah.
feel like, compared
Yeah.
to time travel. That's like, really? We're gonna
Yeah.
judge time travel over aliens? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand
That's
that. People
crazy.
like to hate just to hate.
Yeah,
But
I think that's also valid, yes.
so what's different this year compared to what it's been like in the past is now when you buy a ticket to the event, you are getting guaranteed access to the three major panels that they're going to be having. And these three major panels, night one, Friday night, is going to be the Disney Entertainment Evening Showcase. And that is going to be, I'm making an assumption here because they have not clarified this, but it seems like it makes the most sense. That is basically going to be combining everything that was like the Marvel panel, the Star Wars panel, the Fox panel, the Disney Studios panel, the Disney Plus show panel, like
They're
all of
putting
those
a lot
things,
together.
yeah,
Yeah.
will be combined into that first evening. And that's where we're going to be sitting in this. We're going to be, so that is actually not happening at the convention center where it's happened in the past. It's happening at the Honda Center, which is like 3 miles away from the convention center.
Yeah.
That's going to be fascinating to see how that works. Apparently,
What that traffic is going to look like, I don't even want to know.
it's going to be brutal. Apparently, there will be shuttles that like take you from the convention center to the
To
Honda
that
Center,
space.
but I don't even want to imagine what those lines for those shuttles are going to be like.
That's going to be crazy. I also see they're doing, I have the website pulled up as well, and I see they're doing live stage shows, like talking about that stuff as well. And I'm so curious if that's where they're going to announce either Tangled, Hercules, or both going to Broadway, because they've
Yeah.
been debating that for a really long time. And Hercules just had a Germany release,
And people love it,
and people are
apparently.
loving it. Sorry,
No, for sure.
I had
What's
to.
exciting though is that when they announce make these announcements or they like talk about a movie that's coming, they will bring the cast or some of the cast from that movie up on stage to talk about the film.
That's so cool.
And then they'll show you exclusive clips and like previews of the movie that sometimes don't ever make it outside of Expo or D23. Like they were
So
showing
early.
us,
Yeah.
they were showing us clips from movies that, and they're very intentional. You cannot record while those things are happening. They
Okay.
literally have ushers like walking around while like things are being projected onto the screens, and they will remove you from that. Like, that
I was going to say, I'm surprised like they don't have those little baggy things they make people put their phones in.
Well, yeah. They want people to have their phones because it's like, and especially as a content creator, it is like, it's stress overload because you are like pushing out reels. You're like,
you have to be the first one to do it.
I remember they announced Haunted Mansion, the movie, and they brought in a Doom buggy, and Jamie Lee Curtis was sitting in the Doom buggy, but we didn't know it as it like rolled onto the stage, and so it slowly like turned around, and there she was sitting inside of it, and they were like, you know, Haunted Mansion is coming, she's gonna be Madame Leota, and like, it's mind-boggling to like just sit there and just take in all of this information. You walk out of there being like, what in the actual heck did I just experience? Like,
was any of that real? Or
no, truly, you can't comprehend it. It's so fun, but especially as being a Disney fan, like it's one of the best things ever.
I would think if you're not a Disney fan, maybe skip this one. It will probably make you hate Disney more.
You're listening to this.
Well, that too. Yeah, I don't think anyone's listening to this.
Why are you here?
Why are you here? Yeah. But also, thanks for being here. It's still a click. So.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I appreciate your curiosity. We're about a half hour in.
Yeah, if you're listening, you're still dedicated. Like, wow, all right.
He's like, I came here for the lasagna.
I'm waiting for the lasagna talk to come back. But no.
Can we circle back?
Can we circle back to the lasagna? And they're going to be settling people down to a different space for this. I'm assuming to fit more people if they're trying to get literally everybody a ticket in, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's one of the good things about this is that when we will be buying tickets, you will be it's almost like going to a concert. You're selecting your seat within the venue when you're buying your ticket, which is huge news compared to what we had to experience 2 years ago, because there will not be that element of queuing. And that element of queuing is exhausting and it's stressful, and you don't know when you can sleep because a panel will finish at night. And then you're like, okay, how early are we getting to the venue in the morning in order to be ready for the next major panel?
Mm-hmm.
They are brilliant in that they have combined these major panels together and spread them out over 3 nights. And they're happening in the evening, which is so much better than happening like morning and at night. And you have guaranteed seating for these panels as well. So if you obviously get a ticket, That's huge. That's going to take a lot of the stress away from the event in and of itself. So that's good news. So yeah, night one, Disney Entertainment Evening Showcase. Night two, I think you probably have this pulled up too, Mel, but Disney Experiences Evening Showcase. That's going to be like all Disney parks. Like, and not just Disney parks like Florida, California. We're talking global.
Tokyo, they're going to be talking about like expansive like global projects basically,
and they'll talk about Disney Cruise Line as well, and that's going to be a huge one though, because especially for us Walt Disney World fans, like we are waiting and ready to hear some news. Like,
come on, give us some.
We're definitely getting some Animal Kingdom news at this event for sure. Today they showed that Joe Rohde is officially back at Walt Disney Imagineering. He like posted a reel and he's like walking into the Imagineering building, and so that is just like a telltale sign that like, all right, Animal Kingdom's back, baby. Like,
definitely, I think Animal Kingdom's getting some much needed love. Do you think they're finally going to fix Everest?
I don't know. Maybe. I know that for sure we're going to get information about Dinoland USA. Like, Dinoland is gone. It's going to be gone for sure. And I think we get confirmation on, like, all of these blue sky ideas that they've had for that area. So,
That would be interesting. Yeah. Is your dream, like, Encanto is just, like,
super absolutely
fascinated? Yeah.
Well, they talked about, like, making that area tropical America.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I want that so badly, not just for Encanto, but just for, like, Latin America in general. Like, that would be so fantastic. It makes sense. We have Asia. We have Africa.
Yeah.
Why the heck? Why would we not have
Not have it there? I agree. I think it's beautiful. There's a lot of beautiful creatures.
Very much so. It's just every time I think about, we were talking about one time in a Patreon episode, making different pavilions in Epcot.
Yeah.
I think that just limiting it to Mexico, there's so much more culture that you can do with Latin American
with
culture.
Like Latin
just,
American culture.
Oh, for sure.
Just, you know, in Epcot, in Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
There's so much that you can ingest.
I will, and we could argue, like, there's a lot of cultures that have been limited by Disney. They're slowly picking it up.
I still want Greece.
I know you want Greece. That's like John's big thing. He wants Greece. But no, I think it's a great step to having some more inclusiveness into the park and like just a representation for different places, which like they've been good about in Animal Kingdom, obviously, but I would love to see some Latin America. I think that would be beautiful. And I love the idea of Indiana Jones being put there. I know people are like, it doesn't make sense, but like, I don't really
care.
Maybe
an original ride again. Maybe separate than the one from Disneyland, but like same track.
I love it.
I think it makes perfect sense for Indiana Jones just because the ride system is already there. But I do think it'd be cool to change the ride some. Like, don't give us the same storyline.
Exactly.
Make it slightly different.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll see. I mean, let's be real. The chances of it being a different storyline are much lower than it being the exact same storyline when it comes to Disney. I would rather it be, but...
No, but like I also... You got Beggars Can't Be Choosers.
They copy and paste a lot. For sure, at Disney. So,
that new Pirates in Shanghai is awesome.
I think so too. Hey, maybe that's what Joe Rohde is working on. Maybe he's like, no, we are not making this the same.
You know, that would be great. I feel like he has enough power to say that.
1,000%. Yeah.
It's just if the finances pull through, basically, you know? Yeah, but like, that would be great. I'd love to see some really original stuff over there. But no, I'm excited about that. I really wish they'd expand Magic Kingdom like yesterday. You know what I mean? But I know that's not coming for like a decade plus. Mm-hmm.
Probably not. But I do think that maybe we get some information on that for a while.
That would be cool.
Because there was a huge investment, like billions into the parks, right? They announced massive money.
But that means like if it's for all the parks, then how much is really going to Walt Disney World compared to?
But we did get like... It was a disappointment at D23 Expo 2 years ago because they did not focus much on Walt Disney World. And a lot of Walt Disney World fans were like, this was kind of a bummer. Like, you didn't give us anything specific to look forward to. Mm-hmm. And so, I think a lot of fans for Walt Disney World are like, okay, this is our time to shine. So I hope they do. Yeah.
I would love to see them follow through with the Mary Poppins ride that they never did because
it
derailed everything. I'd love to see that. I don't think it's going to happen, but I really wish they would, bring it back.
I would love it. I would love it for sure. But we'll see.
No. So then day three is the Legend Ceremony. And this is a guaranteed ticket for like the Legend Ceremony. Like if you get tickets, like you have a seat for this.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to see Miley Cyrus in.
Yeah.
Wait, these are all the ones that are being nominated?
These are the people being
receiving. They're the ones that are receiving the award, so they will be there to receive the
They'll
award.
Be there to receive it. John Williams.
Oh, James Cameron,
Jamie Lee Curtis,
Harrison Ford,
James L. Brooks.
I'm gonna cry all over again.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm looking at
Joe Rohde.
Yeah. They're like, congratulations, you're a legend. Now get back to work.
You're a legend? Okay, that's great. Now get back. That's like the TikTok sound that's like, congratulations, you're one of my best employees.
You have been promoted.
There's a piece of trash right there.
That is so true.
That's literally
fantastic.
What they're doing to him.
Is Mark Hamill already a legend?
Yes, he is. I believe so.
I think so. Yeah.
I'm surprised that he's in a different, I guess, legends category class.
They tend to only do like a handful of years,
they snagged in Josh Gad before John Williams.
I know, it's kind of I don't understand their selection process. You know who's not a legend that absolutely should be? Is Tom Hanks.
He's not a legend.
Wow.
Why is his name escaping?
Tim Allen.
Yeah, is Buzz Lightyear a legend?
I would imagine so, especially with not just Buzz Lightyear, but also Santa Claus. Yeah.
But now Disney owns so much of the Tom Hanks movie like sphere.
I don't know why he is not. Like the fact that Miley Cyrus is becoming a legend before Tom Hanks. Like, I'm all about it. I'm excited to see Hannah Montana up on that stage.
Hannah Montana is Hannah Montana, but I will say, like, in comparison, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
But like, I'm still excited.
It's gonna be fantastic. And it's being hosted by Ryan Seacrest, which, like, Tim, my co-host on That Tracks, he's a big Ryan Seacrest fan, and so he's very excited
for that. You know what? That tracks for Tim. That
1,000%.
I could see you. I haven't watched your new episode that came out today, but if you guys talk about him at all, I'm sure he sits there and goes, I love that guy.
Oh, he literally is like, you know who is hosting the event, Nick? And I'm like, yes, Tim, your boy, Ryan Seacrest.
That's
gonna be fun. It'll be fun. Honestly, okay, here's the thing. I'm very excited for that evening, absolutely, because it's going to be fun to see all of those people.
Heck yeah.
It is the night that I am the least excited about, though, just because that's how my brain goes. Like, I cannot wait. I love being in the room hearing about new movies that are coming out. Yeah. I wonder if we get, like, a teaser trailer of the live-action Snow White. That's going to be fascinating to see. Yep. If we're able to see some of that.
That's going to be fascinating to see not only what it looks like, but the reaction of the audience considering the horrible, like, hate
yes.
that went out
yes.
against the leading.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see, and some of the audience will share their opinions for sure. So
just, like, I just find that terrible, because if you're standing in front of this girl, you wouldn't do that.
No, no. And she may be there, so hopefully they don't do that. But
I hope she is there, and I hope she holds her head up, because I really, I think in the moment, everyone's like, okay, she's being a little much here. But in reality, like, she wasn't saying anything that a ton of other celebrities haven't said before, but like, she's the one getting hate for it. And I'm like, guys, there's no way she went out there and just said these things off the top of her head. She has publicists telling her what to do.
She also doesn't have a lot of credibility going into it.
Yeah, she's
she came
new.
Off of like
she's
one
green.
Movie at that time. She's
and it just
green.
Looked it just looked worse than I think it actually was. Yeah. So I'm hoping people are kind to her.
Yeah, she did West Side Story and what was it, Shazam 2?
Yeah.
They're big movies, but like people are like, who's this person? Why she
don't give her a chance.
I think she's wonderful, and I loved her in the Hunger Games thing, but that's getting off track. But no, there's a couple trailers
that they could be discussing and about, like Moana 2.
Oh, for sure. I think for sure they will give us information about Moana 2, because that releases in November, right?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so that we will definitely, we may see the first ever trailer for it at D23.
And the live action that plans on releasing.
Yeah. And I know that they've been filming live action Lilo and Stitch. I bet we'll get a preview of that, or maybe some clips from it. That will be interesting to see what happens. I don't know how I feel about a live action Stitch, but
I have a feeling it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
And live action films need to be stopped, but we've had this conversation a million times, and they don't care. They're going to keep doing it.
They're going to do it because they're making money. So,
however, I am going to pivot now.
It's his moment.
This
He's
is okay.
Do it. Do it.
There's zero shot. This gentleman is coming. He is a ripe old age of 93 years
old. You looked up his age.
I
never
did. Because I was like, he's still alive. He's still
alive.
If James Earl Jones shows up as a trailer, I would absolutely lose it.
I so hope he does now.
Because I'm expecting a video be like, hey,
this is my new thing.
This is the first time we are getting a live-action movie prequel. This whole movie is going to be completely different.
Yeah, they announced this movie at D23 2 years ago. So I definitely think that they'll expand upon it at this year's D23 for sure. And honestly, like, it could happen. Don't lose hope, because 4 years ago, I wasn't there, but I had friends that were there for D23 Expo, and Dick Van Dyke came out on stage. Oh, and like, that man is got to be in his 90s as well at this
point. Late 90s,
So he was in his 90s, and he showed up at D23 Expo, so you never know. And the way that man walked into the room and referred, I remember watching like coverage and like videos, the way that he said, when Uncle Walt was here, I was like, don't call him Uncle Walt. You can't do that to me.
You can't do this, Dick. Why? He is the most wholesome. We keep getting off topic. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
The most wholesome old man. Just the most wholesome person in general. Mm-hmm. And the way he's just so happy to be a part of like the Disney culture and like just so wholeheartedly embraces, like, people make fun of his accent, and, like, he doesn't care. He's like, it was terrible. I don't care. I still did this. And I'm like,
Years ago, when he was in Night at the Museum.
Yeah, Night at the Museum,
You can tell he loved every second of being there. I'm the bad guy, but let me ride a horse in a museum. Why not?
You know, he goes and he, like, visits Disneyland sometimes and just, like, goes and stands on, like, one of the balconies in New Orleans Square and, like, just, like, waves and like is living his best life. I love that man. Another person that I would probably drop to the floor if they showed up, I don't foresee any reason, although interesting, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Probably not.
You're like, I can hope, I can pray.
If they announced another Princess Diaries sequel, and
they've been talking about it,
they have, if Julie Andrews showed up inside of the Honda Center. Done.
No, I think I would actually collapse on the floor. Like, you know how you were just talking about, like, we have to get content. Like, that's part of why we're there, obviously. Yeah,
Mel's
my
out.
Camera would be up at the ceiling. My mother would never forgive me because I would die on the spot.
Yeah, I get it.
Out. Oh my God, I would lose.
Yeah.
And Anne Hathaway, if they came out together, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
You know what? This is another sequel that has been sort of been teased. I almost said Jamie Lee Spears again. Jamie Lee Curtis is already going to be there getting her Legends Award. What if we get a Freaky Friday sequel announcement with Lindsay Lohan?
Well, I believe, didn't she announce they're doing that?
They've like teased it, I think, on their social media.
Hold on. I'm calling this up. I'm going to see if I can find
Disney
it.
Disney Plus made a musical of Freaky Friday, and we watched it once and it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that good, to be honest. I mean, it just wasn't. It didn't do it for me.
I would be excited to see Lindsay Lohan. I feel like she's having like a full circle moment. Like she is fully back. She is like, she had her rough. Yeah, 1000%. That's the best way to describe it. She's having her renaissance moment. She is in her renaissance era for sure.
I'm seeing from Entertainment Tonight, we cannot like chill for a sec because Lindsay Lohan has confirmed that Freaky Friday sequel is in works.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to say too much, but she and Jamie Lee Curtis are excited. So maybe by the time D23 comes around.
Nah, until I see announcement, works means nothing because I wanted that Disney Plus Gaston show.
Yeah, which was in the works and then fizzled out.
Yeah, don't even get me started on Lizzie McGuire, the new show.
That one was also, they literally were doing it because they had pictures of it. So like there is footage of this somewhere and they just.
I'm ticked.
Oh man.
Bring it back. Like I'm so annoyed. That is one of my like hot button items cuz I'm like it was because it was too adult and now the things that they're putting onto Disney Plus I'm like please like you can't give the millennials what we want with an adult version of Lizzie McGuire, but
like,
you can put
take
like
my money.
But you're putting the Kardashians on Hulu, which you own. Please stop it.
Yeah. Well, they have like Poor Things on Hulu, which is like a really creepy like movie that, you know, like Oscar awards and stuff, but I'm like, yeah, you could do that, but you can't do Lizzie McGuire. No. Are you kidding?
Yeah, put Lizzie McGuire on Hulu. I'm fine with that.
I don't understand it. No, that one hurts a lot.
For the life of me, with these live actions and why I'm really gonna enjoy Mufasa.
Yeah.
It's a different story.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Maleficent was a different story.
Exactly.
In a sense. Yeah.
I for the life of me do not understand why they don't take the underperforming movies like your Treasure Planets
and
your
try
Black
to revamp
Cauldron,
those.
And that's how you try to reinvigorate like life into those properties.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
You gotta ask someone at D23.
Like, I love Pirates.
John's like standing like close to backstage. He's like, can I get a minute, please?
Someone bring me a mic. I got a question.
That Treasure Planet is criminally underrated.
Yeah, entirely.
It is a fantastic film. The only people are, the Morgan Short robot. He's in like the last 20 minutes. It means nothing.
Honestly, though, too, like, I feel like I don't need a live action Lilo and Stitch, but I feel like a Treasure Planet or an Atlantis live action
would
actually
Atlantis
be really
one,
cool.
Agreed.
Yeah, if they came out with an Atlantis one, I'd be sold entirely.
Yeah.
But like, once again, Disney just wants bankable wins and they know that people are going to come to something like Lilo and Stitch.
But then they say that they're morally bankrupt in terms of ideas. It's just
throw
something that people aren't expecting. Throw it at the wall. Like, why would you give me this? Like, I love National Treasure. They give me like the lamest National Treasure show ever.
Did you watch that, Nick?
I couldn't even get through it. I watched like the first couple episodes and I was like done with it. There was just one episode.
That
you were into.
Good. And guess what? It had Riley in it from the movie. Give me the people from the movie. I don't want these people.
Look, I have a feeling Nick Cage would come back. Just pay him more. Like,
are you ready for the dumbest spoiler ever?
Yeah.
On that show. So did you, how acquainted are you with National Treasure?
The actual films? Like, the
original
very
National
acquainted.
Treasure.
Yes, very
that
acquainted.
That is a movie I can almost quote for quote verbatim that movie. That was dad's film. We loved it so much. Ben Gates got robbed in your guys' March Madness.
Yeah, March Madness, he was out real fast. Blame Andrew. It was not me, it was Andrew.
I think I voted for him, and I also had your back, John, on Elastigirl, because Elastigirl, justice for her.
Yeah, justice for Elastigirl.
Yeah.
But it was just like, oh, his name is Salazar, and he's this drug cartel guy.
Yeah.
Like, that guy? That guy. Like, I'm supposed to believe that this know-nothing guy from the original movie.
I know.
Mastermind of this whole series. It was so weird.
John, that's what so I'm random. Gathering from all of this is that you really want them to put out more original live action things and you want them all announced at
D23. Yes. I do.
Will you be excited if Nicolas Cage shows up on the stage?
Dude, if Nick Cage had, no, he could just show up, grab the mic.
You caught him now. Now he's like,
National Treasure 3.
Yeah.
Done. I will.
People would lose their minds.
John would die and the phone would go up.
I cannot wait to be there with you guys because it's such a joy. It is just, it's truly the best. It is so much fun. It's such a positive experience. And so
it's around people that love the things you love. And I think
exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And everybody is just like having fun together. Like they're just excited. Everyone's just excited together. It's like a thing that brings people together for sure. And the fact that it's over in at Disneyland, like they're obviously you got to like plan to get park time in while you're over there, and
it's
super special. It's such a good time. I had a fantastic experience 2 years ago, and the fact that like some of my favorite people are going to be out there now, I'm like, yes, more of this, please. I'm just so sad because Francie can't go, and I'm like ticked about it.
I really hate. Is there any chance that'll change?
Does she like,
no? No. So it's happening the first week of August. That's the first week of school.
For them. Yeah, they're not like Jersey, where Jersey doesn't go back to like early September.
Labor Day.
After
yeah.
Labor Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah, that's a good, that's a big difference between like the North and the South. You guys go back late because I think this is random fact. I think I'm like Tim over here. I think it was because of like air conditioning. Like you guys didn't, like they didn't run the AC, or you maybe some, this was way back in the day, but they didn't have AC systems at the schools. And so they waited until September. So it was cooler for the kids to go back to school.
You know, that would make a lot of sense.
And there's still plenty of schools that don't have
that
AC.
Don't. And you know right. what it is? Like there are so many people that live up north.
Yeah.
The amount of kids that need to be schooled and like bused, especially in cities and stuff like that. Like the buildings are not nearly as well kept.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Like in the winter, they get very cold too. Like some schools yeah. don't have heat, which is insane. Like you're running a school without air right. or heat, but we're very lucky.
That's a larger conversation.
Yeah, it's a larger conversation. We cannot get into tonight here. We're not going
to talk about D23.
So. We're not going into the public education system. But we do. June is when we finish, like mid June. Yeah. And then we don't go. Well, I talk like I'm in school, but when I was in school, it was mid June and then go back like early September.
So. Do you ever get nightmares? You're still in school? I do.
Well, I work at a university, so I feel like I'm still there.
I've had nightmares where I have like a paper due and I'm like, wait a second, I'm 30.
And he says in the dream, wait.
You're like sweating. You're like,
that's
no,
when I wake up.
It.
I'm like, why am I under the gun?
I love it.
I hope that.
Where it's like, Billy Madison.
Yes.
I used to be back in school. Like, I had a dream once that something was wrong on my high school transcript. So I needed to repeat the 10th.
Yeah, he woke
it was
up
a
and said this to me.
Dream.
He literally went, babe. I thought I had to repeat 10th grade, and it was really scary. I was like, what is wrong with
you? I'm like, I don't fit in at all.
Oh my gosh, that is fantastic. I love it.
Oh, I lied. Well, this was really fun.
I hope it helped. I hope that, like, that gives a little bit of information. Obviously, like, there's all kinds of details that you could go into, ticket prices and all that
so
kind of stuff.
Much.
But, yeah, but that's the gist of D23 is you've got a massive expo floor that you're going to spend a lot of money on and a lot of time on because it's just, there's so many things there to take in. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, like now at the Honda Center where the big panels, there also will be smaller panels happening at the convention center. We don't know what those are going to be yet. Usually those are very specific panels. I won't be wasting a lot of my time at those panels unless it's something that I'm very passionate about. But that's another thing that will be happening during the daytime. But
do they ever announce games or is it just all strictly movies and TV shows?
They'll talk about games. I would imagine it would be in like the entertainment evening showcase. If
I would assume they'd be.
Because, you know, I'd love more announcements of Dreamlight Valley.
Oh, Dreamlight Valley will have more stuff. I'm in a mood now. Like when we finish this tonight, I'm going to lay in bed and play Dreamlight Valley.
They'll probably have a games like booth at the expo floor, and they'll probably have Dreamlight Valley stuff there at the expo floor.
And I know
I'll buy it on the spot.
My sister will too, for sure.
I cannot wait. Of
Epic Mickey to Switch.
Yes,
so it's just like, is that them testing the waters if people are still interested in the property?
Heck yeah.
Like more
yeah.
games.
Heck yeah. yeah. But no, I can't wait to meet your sister. And like,
you guys are going
to
have a lot of fun. We're going to be like, we lost Mel and Quinn. Where did they go? And you guys are going to be literally just like playing Dreamlight Valley like that. But in the expo floor, we're going to be like, get off your gaming system. Oh, right,
we're testing new things. Don't worry about us.
We're running around our valleys together.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkin. Yeah. When I harvest pumpkins, I go pumpkin.
I love it. They have their.
Love you, Alicia.
Yeah, that's our friend Alicia says that all the time. It's really funny.
I love that.
This was so fun. I feel like, yeah, we could have gotten into logistics of like pricing and things, but that's not like the fun stuff. That's,
no,
like,
you
the...
go for fun. You
don't think about how
you
much
throw your
you don't
win when you go to something like this.
You have to. And it's truly such a special experience that, like, I mean, obviously, like, if you can afford it, do it. If you can't, understandably so.
Understandable.
But like, if you can try to find a way to make it happen, do it. Like, it is so much fun. I cannot wait. It's gonna be a blast.
I can't wait to just go with you, because like, I'm literally trusting so much your judgment on things, and it's gonna be our first time ever doing this, and like, clearly we won't be up your butt the whole time, but
no
like,
I am all about being like, I'm gonna be like Miss Trenchbolt from Lizzie McGuire movie, where I'm like,
holding,
I'm literally gonna have like a fan. I'm like, you over there, you go grab that. I'm gonna be like, did you read the info packets?
Divide and conquer here, guys. We need to work together.
What's really cool about this is because we are out of our element.
Yeah, this is so out of our element.
We organized a friend trip not too long ago, and they're like, we don't know what to do.
Yeah, for like Walt Disney World, we took a bunch of friends, and we were literally the leaders because people didn't know how to approach the parks.
And now
you are going to be that person for us going into this. And I'm so excited about it.
I'm going to take all of you under my wings. My sister will help because she's done it too. But I'm going to take all of you. And Andrew has been before as well. But poor Andrew did not get the full D23 experience. Partially poor Andrew, but partially not. So when Nick says, no, we're going, everybody be on board, and you better not be late, because if you're late, we're leaving.
That's it. And that's the thing, it's like, I'm not even gonna question. I'm gonna be like, no, he says we're going here, we're going here. Yeah. Like, he knows what's going on, guys. We're not playing games.
This
no
place,
we got
places
to
booth,
go.
Got it.
So, yeah. I will literally help you with itinerary. I could put it in a nice Canva presentation, get everyone a PDF, be like,
it'd
guys
be fantastic.
This sketch will follow it.
Plug in Canva.
Plug, I, well, yeah.
Pack Canva your
sponsor,
snacks.
Just sponsor.
Pack your snacks. Your put snack. Them in your backpacks. Yeah.
Have your snackies ready to go. But no, yep. I'm so excited. So thank you for like being here with us.
This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me. I've appreciated it. I obviously have been on podcasts with Mel for a long time, but John, I'm so thankful that finally we got to do one together.
Yeah.
Although we did get to do a Patreon episode together for Happy's podcast before I left HPOE.
Wish.
Yes, we did wish. It was a very short review.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what was that about?
What did we even talk about?
I'm telling you, that was maybe 20 minutes. This is the first in-depth.
Yeah, this could be a while.
It. And we are going to get to bond. We're going to get to trauma bond over D23 when we're out there in August. So,
Dad.
I can't wait. That's like, I'll be living my best life for sure. So.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much. And thank you guys for listening. If you don't know Nick, I'm sure you do. But if you don't, please go follow him on Instagram.
Follow
our friends. They have the That Tracks podcast. Do you want to plug all your titles and things?
Yeah, That Tracks podcast. It's that_tracks_pod on Instagram. And then we're on YouTube as That Tracks podcast. And then the Theme Park Dad is my personal page on Instagram as well. But yeah, it's fun. I can't wait. It's going to be... I'm legitimately so excited about this. So,
Steve, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for having me.